B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Hey there, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Usually this is my time to catch up with Meredith, and we're going to catch up again, of course, next week. But right now, I'm going to introduce you to another part of my life. We'll get there in just a moment. And this podcast today is inspired by my second child, Daviana. If you have more than one child, I think you may feel like I do, where you look at them and you say, how can these kids have come from the same place, the same parents, the same household? They're so different. And my kids at 3.5 and 1, of course, the one-year-old isn't able to talk and communicate quite yet with me, but I still see big examples of her personality and what she's going to be like. And it's so opposite of what her older sister is like. So I just say to myself, how does this happen? Is it nature? Is it just that magic of who they are? Yes, I think that's a big part of it. Or is it nurture? Is it how we treat the second child? And of course, we like to have fun in our household. You know, Evelyn Jade, if she asked for something, if she moved, if she did something, the world stopped for us to attend to her, to help her, because she was the firstborn and the only child for X amount of time, for 2.5 years. And now with baby number two, well, she's got to kind of just roll with it. Oh, what's that, Daviana? You need help with something? You need our attention? Well, just keep entertaining yourself until we get to you, because we've got so much other stuff going on in the house right now. We'll get to you when we can. No, it's not that bad, but you definitely treat your second child differently, for good or for bad. In some ways, you're more relaxed. You're less stressed out. You're less anxious. So I think that's good for a second child. So you see these factors coming in and affecting the development of their personality, potentially. And so on my morning show, which you're about to meet the guys from my morning show, MJ, Froggy, Fester, we get up every day. We spend a good chunk of our day with each other from 6 to 10 a.m. You can hear us on Q105. Different vibe from me and Meredith, of course, because Meredith and I, it's girl talk. We're very comforting to one another. And then these three guys that I work with, oh, they give me a hard time a lot about stuff. And so sometimes I give it back to them. But they were picking on me, and I was open to it, about treating your second child differently. And so I made a poem on my daughter's birthday. I wrote a poem about how I feel about my second baby, which, of course, I love her to death. I couldn't love her more. And yes, I love them both the same. So here's a little clip from our morning show. Check it out.
Oh, this is so cute.
What?
Oh, Roxanne, yes, of course I will give you airtime for this. Roxanne has put together a little ode, a little poem.
Uh-huh.
It's Roxanne's daughter's first birthday today, and Roxanne had a baby a year ago. Birthday number one, a very important milestone. And Roxanne has written, is it a poem? Is that?
It's a poem, and it came about because I've been accused of not loving my second child as much as I love my first child.
Who accused you of that?
Gosh. Everybody in my family, and that is categorically untrue.
What have you done? Oh, first of all, is your one-year-old listening right now? Is she going to have a problem with this?
She doesn't speak, so it's fine.
I'm joking. She doesn't hear. She's one. I understand. She doesn't comprehend. All right. So who's been saying that? Everyone in your family?
You know, I'll send out text messages of different stuff. For example, I sent a text to my whole family before my other daughter turned one. And I'm like, these are Evelyn Jade's words. She knows like 20 words. So then I just sent out a new text. And I'm like, here are Daviana's words. Which means I want that.
What? And how do you know that?
Well,
they reach.
And which means bird.
Buh.
And dada. So basically, they say that I make comparisons and I shouldn't.
All right, so you hope to change this perception from your family with this poem about your first birthday for your second born.
Right. And it's because I realize I do love her as much. I just don't take as good a care of her.
All right. What?
Should you have had this child?
Hold on. What are you, do we need to call children and families? We got to call.
Goodness. Are you going to drop profit at Goodwill like that person in Mississippi yesterday?
We're going to have to call the Department of Children.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't take care of my second kid as well as my first one.
I mean, who does really?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a poem from Roxanne. And Roxanne, you've been accused by your family of not treating your second child as well as your first. Now, your second child's a year old today.
Right.
So you're treating your second... By any chance, does your second child have red hair? Is it like a redheaded stepchild?
Well, she doesn't have red hair, but it's a little... Sometimes in the sunlight, I'll see some, and I say, we'll take care of that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen...
You're going to dye your hair.
I'm just kidding. I actually love red hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for an ode... It's time for a poem.
Oh,
did you just hit your head in the microphone, Fester?
No, it was my nose.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, okay.
Hard to have a nose this big.
It's time for a special poem written by Roxanne. And you're going to record this and, like, put it in a place so you can play it for your one-year-old when she's
in
old enough.
Psychiatric care.
Oh, it's what?
Yes, let me get my monocle. And get prepared.
Okay. When she's talking to her shrink, she can replay it.
So. Okay, so here it is. Roxanne is... How long is this poem?
12 minutes.
It doesn't matter how long it is.
Uh-oh.
Does it entertain you for the entire time?
All right, here we go. This
we'll
is
find
a,
out. That's
so
a,
is this also...
You dropped the gauntlet on that bit.
I'm nervous.
Is this also to set your family member straight?
Yes. It's just there's a different vibe with a second baby. This is why they get mad. Because like I'll say, when Evelyn Jade was born, she came out. I thought she was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. When Daviana came out, I was like, what
oh
is
my
that?
God, what is that?
What's your kid's name? Ev Marmalade?
What's that blob that just came out? Is that the placenta or is that the baby? What's
but
that?
She's beautiful now.
Smack
so
it,
she's
does
good.
It cry?
All right. All right, so here we go. Roxanne with a poem for her one-year-old who is having her one-year-old birthday today. Fester, what are you laughing at?
Fester's covering his face. He's nervous.
Roxanne ran this poem by me yesterday. And I just want to sit back and watch it happen.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Roxanne and the poem to her one-year-old.
It's called Happy First Birthday, Second Child. Happy birthday, Daviana, my second girl. Are we going to have music or no?
Where's your music?
No, I'm playing. No, that was just that was the
that's
intro.
Lead into it.
Oh,
that was
part of the
music. I thought you were looking for like bed music underneath it.
No, I
thought so too.
All right,
okay.
Start again. Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Daviana, my second girl. Another new baby, but it's a different world. Big sis paved the way, so you came out with one push and laid on my stomach like a blob of mush. Ooh. Since you've been here, I'll admit I drink a bit more. Watch ASMR vids and lie on the floor. Big sis knew 20 different words by now. You only say dada and moo like a cow. You aww. Put everything in your cute little mouth. I don't panic anymore and baby-proof the house. Instead, I sigh and then dig through your poop. Life with two babies is one big drunk loop. Some babies, you know, they're store-bought. Others come to us as an afterthought, or some like you come after too much booze that mama may have consumed on a dinner cruise. Don't worry, I stopped drinking my usual glass of wine with a dish, but I continued to eat charcuterie, sushi, and the occasional lionfish. It's delicious. Have you tried it?
Yes.
If you go up with probs, don't blame my prenatal diet. But just because you're second doesn't mean you're second best, and it's not the reason I stopped feeding you early from my breast. Second is great. You're our new number two. You'll always be my baby. You're my little lovey-do.
That's pretty swipey at the kid.
I have no comments.
Can you breastfeed
on this entire
with fake boobies? Is that possible?
I filled you up with my silicone milk.
Yes, you can. Well, all right, Roxanne.
It's comedy, guys. I didn't get pregnant
right,
on
Roxanne,
a dinner cruise.
I liked it.
You got knocked up on a dinner cruise?
I didn't. That was a joke. That part was a joke, as was a lot of the other stuff was an exaggeration.
Except for the drinking and the lionfish.
The whole poem was a joke. And that was very, very comical.
Who in your family thinks you love this second child less?
No, everybody knows I love them both.
Roxanne,
but...
you didn't mention Doug once.
Yeah. Well, Doug's an afterthought. Yeah. And by the way,
he was literally the afterthought, not a store-bought.
Lionfish is very good because I'm a scuba diver. And when I scuba dive Little Cayman, I go out on lionfish culling trips where we go and
spear them?
We stab.
Yes.
We use the poles.
Nice.
And stab the lionfish on the reefs on Little Cayman.
Pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, because it's an invasive species in Florida and the Caribbean. So
I shoot snakefish when I see them.
That's another virus from China, I believe, the lionfish.
It's true. It is.
No, nice job.
Thank you. That was really fantastic,
Roxanne. Fester, your thoughts?
Are you really going to give it to your daughter?
No.
Okay. That was a little swipey,
but folks, very funny.
So there you go. That's me on the MJ Morning Show. So I spend my time at home with a toddler and an infant. I guess she's not an infant anymore now that she's one. And then I spend my work days with people who have the maturity level of middle schoolers. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. MJ Froggy Fester. I have to put myself in that boat if I'm going to make fun of people in that regard. We do like to have a lot of fun on the show. And so I'm looking forward to Meredith coming back and having our talk next week. Have you guys seen this? Have you heard of this story about the dad who was teaching his daughter a lesson the way she opened a can of baked beans? It's pretty intense. I wouldn't call it child abuse, as some people on the internet are referring to it as, but it's a lot to put on your 9-year-old. So Meredith and I will dig into that. I look forward to catching up with you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.